From the Ingle Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, April 25th, and happy 83rd birthday to actor Al Pacino.
Want to play a guess? Okay. Have a night with you. Come on. Okay. Do you want to play rough?
Okay.
No. Say hello to my little friend!
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are the stories Cobb is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Georgia Bio names Harrison student the Georgia Bio Genius runner-up. Cobb commissioner satisfied with private trash haulers. And Powder Spring Studio presents music in virtual reality. Plus, Bruce Jenkins sits down with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets to talk about bioengineered ingredients. All this and more is coming up on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe.
Life's a constant hustle. And at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power. From crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority.
Eugene Kang, a sophomore at Harrison High School, was named the runner-up in the 2024 Georgia BioGenius Challenge. His research focused on the anti-carcinogenic effects of an extract from the perfoliate bellwort plant on human uveal melanoma cells. Kang's study showed a decrease in cell viability and efficacy compared to a control cytotoxic agent. This research marks an early exploration of natural biologics for cancer treatment with potential for fewer side effects than traditional methods. Judges from various biotech companies awarded Kang a cash prize sponsored by Evans General Contractors. Further research is needed to determine the extract's effectiveness and concentration consistency. Cobb County Chairwoman Lisa Cupid stated that there are no plans to reintroduce a proposal to overhaul trash collection in the county, attributing this decision to improvements made by private trash hauling companies, resulting in fewer resident complaints. In 2022, the county faced issues with shoddy service, prompting the scrapped proposal to create four trash pickup zones. Since then, the county has collaborated with haulers to address concerns. Brian Warren, president of Garbage Haulers of Cobb County, reported a decline in complaints and highlighted the association's role in facilitating communication between haulers and residents. While some challenges persist, such as recruiting staff and obtaining truck parts, the current framework is deemed satisfactory. Cupid emphasized the importance of monitoring haulers' performance and promoting the association's website to facilitate communication. Soapbox Studios, based in Powder Springs, has developed a free virtual reality app that offers an immersive experience of musicians performing in your own home. Utilizing MetaQuest virtual reality headsets, users can enjoy live performances from artists like Buddy Guy, Ralph Johnson, T-Pain, and more. The studio aims to provide a historical archive of artists' performances while offering a unique fan experience. Soapbox is also exploring partnerships with major recording labels to expand its roster of artists. The app, available on MetaQuest's App Lab, has garnered positive responses during beta testing, attracting users from 65 countries. Soapbox welcomes local performers interested in filming their own virtual reality content to reach out through their website. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-799-6810 for more info. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Cobb County. This is Glenn Drake, your trusted real estate expert for over 30 years. At Drake Realty, we've been helping families find their dream homes and investors make savvy choices since 1990. With a team of over 700 dedicated agents, we've got your back every step of the way. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing in the Atlanta market, we've got the experience and local knowledge you need. Our commitment to you goes beyond the deal. We're here to build lasting relationships and ensure your real estate journey is smooth and successful. So when you're ready to make your next move, choose Drake Realty. Call us at 770-565-2044 or visit our website at drakerealty.com. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality.
The footbridge on the 24-gun battery trail within Kennesaw Mountain National Battlefield Park, previously rendered unsafe due to destruction by a fallen tree, has now been replaced. This development follows an incident last week which compelled the park authorities to recommend that visitors refrain from using the affected section of the trail situated to the west of Old Mountain Road. In a recent update shared via a Facebook post on Wednesday, the park confirmed the completion and readiness of the new bridge for visitor access. The park expressed its gratitude towards the maintenance team for their expedient response in restoring safe passage on the trail. Senior Judge Adele Grubb shared her remarkable life story with fellow Marietta Rotarians, recounting her childhood in post-war London. Growing up in poverty, she experienced the aftermath of World War II, where everyday luxuries were scarce due to strict rationing. Despite the hardships, Grubbs found resilience in her upbringing, never realizing the deprivation she faced. Her journey led her to success, becoming the first female prosecutor in Cobb County and eventually serving as a judge in the Cobb County Superior Court. Grubbs' humble beginnings continue to influence her, reflected in her frugality and appreciation for simple pleasures like Spam. Her story exemplifies strength, resilience, and compassion, shaping her into a respected figure both in and out of the courtroom. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. Are you stuck in a cooking rut? Be sure and pick up a copy of the Ingles Table magazine. Look for it in your Ingles deli or find it online on our website, ingles-markets.com, under the recipes tab. It's full of recipes and cooking tips, as well as videos from regional celebrities and food bloggers.
And now here's Bruce Jenkins' conversation with Leah McGrath on bioengineered ingredients.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
All right, Leah, Miranda has sent in a question. And this is a really good one because I'd like to know all about this, though. Anyway, she's saying, I'm starting to see made with bioengineered ingredients on some labels. What does that mean? Is that kind of in the realm of the plant-based products, or does it go beyond that?
Yeah, bioengineered. So a few years ago, the FDA kind of developed said, well, we're going to require manufacturers to disclose if they're using any bioengineered, which is, it could encompass genetically modified, genetically engineered, gene edited products in their foods. So that's why you're seeing that on food items. Keep in mind that most of the vitamins that are made genetically engineered, gene edited, well, probably genetically engineered. So it really applies to a lot of different products. It's been part of our food system, bioengineered, gene edited, GMOs, for probably about 30, 35 years now. But this new initiative by the FDA is really to have manufacturers identify that on ingredients. There's no health risk to these or no risk to animals. It's just disclosure, transparency. So that's all it is.
Okay. It kind of sounds like it's not all that healthy, bioengineered food or ingredients. It almost sounds like that, wow, that's not going to be good for you.
Well, you know, here's the thing, like technically insulin is a bioengineered substance. So what many people across the United States give to themselves every day is a bioengineered ingredient, which is insulin. A lot of times the yeast that are used to make beer are made using bioengineering. So there's no health risk to it. I think to some people, it may sound a little bit intimidating or scary because they may not be familiar with it. It's a new term. But as far as everything we know for the past 35 years, there's no risk to human health from any of these ingredients or crops. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath, Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
Ted's Montana Grill is one of Cobb's best burgers. But in addition to burgers, they also have some great salads, steaks, chili, and a full bar selection. For your chance to win a $20 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb, email tedscontest@gmail.com today. That's tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue at West Cobb.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, or the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties. Read more about all of our stories and get other great content at mdjonline.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. You can add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.